Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, each and every one of you, to today's conversation in the book of Luke. We're in a section here in the book of Luke. Caleb, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, no, my privilege.
We are in a section here in the book of Luke where Jesus is doing a whole lot of teaching. Mm-hmm. So I think I said in a previous episode that the sections where Jesus is doing a whole lot of teaching, we kind of slow down a bit.
Right. Yeah. It's easy to see that there's a lot that meets the eye. It seems like every time we read through these, there's more and more truths that you can gather through the wisdom of Christ.
You know, Jesus says more in two verses than I've probably said in the last 20 sermons. Right. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just when you look at the Bible over and over again, come back to the same verses, how rich and deep it is.
Yeah, so true.
So we're in Luke chapter 11, and we are in verse 27. So let me read just a couple verses. It came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said, "Blessed is the womb that bare thee." So Jesus is teaching and people are listening. And there's this one woman in the crowd that says, "Wow, you know, what a blessing it must have been to be your, what a blessing it must be to be the mother of you, to be the mother of Jesus."
Yeah, talk about a proud mama moment there.
Yeah. And I think I don't think she's wrong for saying that, mm-hmm. What a blessing. And even Jesus, even Gabriel said that about Mary. "Blessed art thou."
Yeah.
Among women. "Blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And so certainly it was a blessing to give birth to Jesus, a blessing to be chosen by the Lord as the bearer of the Christ. But the answer that Jesus gives, mm-hmm. to me, is very interesting. So my friends, we're in Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. "But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." So Jesus wasn't denying that Mary was blessed in the sense, mm-hmm. that she had this great privilege, yeah. of bearing the Christ, but Jesus immediately turned it. So the woman was saying, "Blessed is the bearer of Christ,"
yep.
and Jesus was saying, "Blessed is the hearer mm-hmm. of Christ, of the word of God," because the one is exclusive to one person. But the other is something available to every person. We can all hear the word of God.
Wow, yeah, that's good. And, it definitely would have been, as we said, what a blessing would have been for Mary. But just to understand that we have the benefit or the blessing of Christ coming to earth, and we have his word. And as we've studied here and gone through these everyday truths, we're just reaping the benefits and the blessing of hearing God's word.
Yeah, we think about Mary and we think, wow, she carried God inside of her. Mm. But then we think about what it means to be a New Testament believer. We carry God inside of us.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
I mean, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, mm-hmm. which ye have of God? So we understand the indwelling of the Spirit of God for the New Testament believer. So what a blessing. And isn't it interesting, Caleb, that the indwelling Spirit, his major work in our life is to help us to hear and understand the Word of God?
Yeah.
So there comes full circle, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. Not only do we have the blessing of being able to hear God's word through the person of Christ, but the fact that we have God's Spirit to enable us to understand it as well, that we don't just have to, sit here as human beings and try to you know, muddle through the words and try to figure out what it means, but we have His Spirit that is willing to help us understand the truths of it so we can keep it.
And let's not forget the last three words. So Jesus said, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Mm-hmm. So I hear in that a very similar teaching to that of James, you know, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. And then he added this, deceiving your own selves. So there are some that would say the blessing is, what a blessing to hear the word of God. Well, what a blessing that sermon was. But what wasn't that a great service? Boy, I tell you, that was an awesome lesson. We say things like that, but was it awesome?
Right.
Was it a great service? Mm-hmm. Was it an awesome sermon? Well, we'll see. We'll see by the way we apply it, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's two sides of the coin there.
So Jesus gives this clarification about the importance of the word of God, the blessing of hearing and keeping it, and then jumps right into, watch verse 29, and when the people were gathered thick together. So throughout this section in Luke, we're going to hear statements about the crowd. In a few episodes, we're going to talk about the crowd was so thick, they were like, the Bible says, walking on top of each other, you know, like a big crowd will do. I mean, these were some incredible crowds. The Bible calls them a thick crowd here. Watch what Jesus preached to this thick crowd. This is an evil generation.
Talk about getting on somebody's toes there.
You finally get this huge crowd, and what's your opening introductory comment? Hey, y'all are evil.
Right. He's not mincing words here.
He's really not. This is an evil generation. And he says this, they seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas, or we would say Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto Nineveh and unto the Ninevites, so shall the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. So Jesus said of this generation, they were sign seekers.
Hmm.
So when you think about a sign in the Bible, a sign was a supernatural work.
Right.
So that generation was looking for the validation of the ministry of Jesus in signs. And doesn't the Bible say the Jew seeketh after a sign?
Mm-hmm.
So the Jewish people were very much conditioned to say, it's true if I'll see it.
Right.
It's true if you'll show me something I can't explain. And I'm afraid sometimes that we're like that too, aren't we, Caleb? I mean, it's like, I'll believe you, Lord, right, if you show me. And yet, what did Jesus just say? He just said the blessing is in hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
And keeping it. And yet they weren't listening to the word of God that was right in front of the message of Jesus. They were actually just enamored with the miracles of Jesus.
Mm.
You know, and the thing about miracles is they had seen his miracles, but they weren't enough.
Yeah.
Remember a few episodes ago, we talked about the fact that he had cast out that demon. And they said, well, okay, but we can explain that. Show us a sign from heaven. It's never enough.
Yeah, right. And it's sad, you know, when you read that, but, you know, how true are these things in our life that sometimes we're trying to understand, or we're trying to accept validation from God about a decision that we want to make or something that we want to do in our life. And, you know, God is speaking to us through his word. God is speaking to us through the sermons that we hear. He's speaking to us through our everyday life. But you know, sometimes there's certain things that he is telling us that we don't quite want to hear, or maybe we want to hear something a little bit different. And so, you know, I know in my own life, sometimes I try to put these expectations from God, or say, well, God, well, if you do this, then, you know, then I'll do that. And we put all these stipulations and rules on God and say, you know, show me this, show me that. But as we know, God shows us through his everyday truth, through his
everyday
word,
truth,
right? Just a little plug in there, and shows us through just the words that he speaks through us, through sermons, through his word, just like he spoke about in verse 28.
So Jesus said, the sign that I'm going to give this evil generation is this sign, the sign of Jonah. So in what sense did Jesus give that generation the sign of Jonah? In what way did Jesus fulfill the sign of Jonah to that generation? Well, think about it. As Jonah was in the belly of the fish,
right,
3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
And understand, my friends, that in the Jewish reckoning of time, any part of a day or night included a day or night, constituted a day. Yeah. It's inclusive reckoning of time. That's why I believe Jesus actually was crucified on Friday. I know people would disagree with that, but it works. Mm-hmm. It works, and yeah. I think it's the best interpretation. But be that as it may, the sign was 3 days, three nights. Yeah. Jonah was in the belly. So Jonah experienced a resurrection of sorts.
Yeah.
Not that he physically died, but God gave him that ministry after the expulsion from the whale.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the sign.
Yeah.
So what is the, and that's the only sign, Jesus said. That's the only validating sign. Hmm. So think about that, Caleb. What is the validating sign in the ministry of Jesus that everything he said was true? All the words that he declared were righteous. What's the validating sign? The validating sign is ultimately the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, as Jesus is speaking here, and, you know, obviously these people would have known the story of Jonah the prophet, but, you know, not all of them might have understood at that point, but Jesus here is foretelling of his death, burial, and resurrection. And, you know, just like Jonah was speaking of the judgment, you know, Christ has come and he's come to seek and save that which is lost. And he's letting them know about the judgment that would come if they don't accept him. And unfortunately, we see a lot of people that, as he said, just sought for sign after sign and refused to see what he really came for and who he truly was.
Those that reject Jesus ultimately deny the ultimate sign, mm-hmm. which is the resurrection. The Bible says in Romans 1 that God, the Father, declared him, Jesus, to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. So the resurrection was the fail-proof sign in the ministry of Jesus that everything he said and everything he did was authentic.
Hmm.
The other thing I really wanted to point out just in the limited time that we have remaining is the fact that the Queen of Sheba, a queen of the south, she's called here, that came that great distance to see Solomon. Remember, she said, the half hath not been told. I mean, it's amazing what God has done through Solomon. She didn't see all of Solomon's kingdom, but she saw enough to say, he's real. This is real. So yeah. Here's a Gentile that saw Solomon, that saw, wow, God's blessing upon him because she saw a limited scope. Okay, same thing with the Ninevites. They heard a very terse message from Jonah,
right,
and yet they repented in sackcloth and ashes in a message where Jonah didn't even offer mercy. He just pronounced judgment. So Jesus says, here are Gentiles, the Queen of Sheba. Here are Gentiles, the Ninevites, that responded to lesser people than I,
right,
Solomon and Jonah. So you have me, the Son of God, and you are Jews who have the benefit of all the word of God, and yet you have rejected me. Wow. You have greater opportunity and you have a greater person in me, and you have rejected. That's why he said one day it'll going to be more tolerable. They're going to rise up in judgment against you because they had less opportunity and a lesser of a person in Solomon and Jonah, and yet they believed and you don't.
Yeah, and it's sad because as he's saying this, you know, some of it is just going right over their heads. And they still, you know, don't quite understand and are still seeking those signs. But, you know, just to think of the responsibility that we have, to think that we have the words of Christ, to think that we have the record of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and the responsibility that we have now.
I like how you said that. It was going right over their heads. And that's a perfect introduction to our next episode, my friends, because we're going to talk about why. Why was this going over their heads? Why were they not seeing this? But we don't have time today, so we'll jump right in on next episode. Appreciate you joining us. Hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.